Hi, and welcome to the Maximus Astrology Podcast. This is episode 2, and today we are going to discuss a tropical moon. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Before we get started, I want to point out that this podcast goes along with an article on Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/Maximus Astrology, you will find the text of what I am talking about today. You can also go to MaximusAstrology.com. That is my website. And on my website, on the home page, there is a link. You click on Patreon and it will automatically take you to my Patreon account. So, let's get started. The tropical moon tells you about the needs someone has. Knowing where the moon is way more important than knowing in which sign your tropical sun is. Astrology is all about the moon. It is the most important planet. If you know in which sign someone's moon is in the birth chart, you will now quickly know about the person's needs. The sun won't tell you much. The reason why people ask about your sign has to do with Christianity. I will not go into this, but if somebody asks you what is your sign, they want to know in which tropical sign your sun was when you were born. Now, let's get started with the first sign. With the moon in Aries, the needs someone has is to feel like they are the number one. They want to be the best. They want to be the numero uno. Next. With the moon in Taurus, one needs to indulge in the good things of life, like, for example, food and music. With the moon in Gemini, one has the need for constant mental stimulation to avoid boredom. With the moon in Cancer, one needs emotional security, preferably in a family setting. With the moon in Leo, one needs ego security via applause, a pat on the back. They want to feel special, like a queen or a king. They want to be adored. With the moon in Virgo, one needs to be correct and voice criticism about people, places, and things. They also need to be smart. With the moon in Libra, one has the need to be popular, charming, fair, and to experience fulfillment through the eyes of others. With the moon in Scorpio, one needs to know everything in order to have their major need of having control fulfilled. They are, in other words, control freaks. With the moon in Sagittarius, one has the need to have opinions listened to and respected. They also need independence. With the moon in Capricorn, one has the need to be in a position to make things happen through strategy, ambition, managing people, places, and things. With the moon in Aquarius, one has the need to help others, be individual, unusual, and have a social outreach. With the moon in Pisces, one has the need for the sensitivities and ideals to be recognized and understood. And that concludes the podcast for today. Thank you for listening.